Hello, welcome back to Thirsty for Art. This is Yu Zhang, and today you're going to learn how you can price your non-clinical art therapy or therapeutic art services if you have zero experience. So there are many of us art therapists and art facilitators who have assumptions and certain beliefs about our pricing. Oftentimes, these beliefs are very limiting and just not true if you think about it. So I think it's easier for today's topic to, first of all, define what pricing is not about so that we can bust those myths that we all often have. And then you'll kind of see what pricing is really about, what it really is. And that's going to help you find that perfect price for you when you have zero experience. All right, so here are some common beliefs that influence our service pricing. These are the common pricing beliefs that we have about, really what to charge in terms of our art therapy or non-clinical therapeutic art services. So first of all, we believe that if it's online, like it's not in person. So if it's online and it's non-clinical in nature, then it should be cheaper. It should be less valuable for the client. However, that is not really true. You shouldn't price based on whether it's online and whether it's non-clinical. And there is this kind of assumption that non-clinical is somehow less valuable than clinical services. And that is very arbitrary. I think that non-clinical services is no different than, in terms of the value it provides, no different than clinical in-person services. So definitely, I would say pricing based on the assumption that online and non-clinical services are less valuable, would be a kind of a mistake that we often make in terms of pricing. The second common belief that we often have about our pricing, or the thing that influences our pricing, is really thinking that pricing is based on how easy it is for you, right? Or making, well, your service lower price just because it's easy for you, right? It's easy, it's not as intensive, quote unquote intensive or hard and difficult and confusing or whatever. And so just because you delivering the service and that process is easy for you, you make it less in price, right? You charge less. So that's a common kind of belief that we use to price our services, but definitely that is not the most smartest way to go about it, right? Pricing is not based on how easy it is for you. It's not how easy it is for you. Actually, if you think about it, the easier it is for you, probably it means that you are better at your job, right? Better at the skills because it's easy now for you. That means you have a lot of experience, you have a lot of skills, which also means your services is more valuable and thus need to be more high in value in terms of pricing. So it doesn't work out, right? Like that equation doesn't work. Pricing cannot be really equal to how easy it is for you. And also pricing is really not based on what others are charging, right? If you are pricing your services based on what other people are charging, perhaps like similar services, which is a common practice that a lot of us do, especially when we start out, we're like, oh, I don't know what to charge, so let me look at other people's services and then charge the same or charge lower than that so that I can get clients, right? And so that is a very common practice. You see what others are doing and you follow that. However, that doesn't work that well in the long term. It could work for a very short term, like in the very beginning. But you have to know that your service and your unique business is not the same as anybody else's service and anybody else's business, right? You have your own mission in your business. You have your own goal in your business. You have your own service, even if it's the same in title as someone else's offering, yours is different because you are the one doing it. You're not that other person doing it, right? And so you have to know your specific situation. You also have to know your specific clients, who they are, things like that, in order to price. So pricing based on what others are charging and copying that often doesn't work out that well. Also, you're not really owning your price when you do that. And there's this kind of confidence that comes when you do own your price, you know? So those are the things that I think are some common practices and beliefs that we use to price our services. The first, really thinking that online and non-clinical services mean it's less valuable and thus should be charged less compared to clinical and in-person services, which is not true. Number two is pricing less because it feels easy for you. Specific service feels very easy work for you. And also the common belief is that pricing can be based on what others are charging and you can just follow them and copy them, which is not true as well. So here is actually what pricing is about. Pricing is not about those things. However, pricing is about this. Pricing is about how much value your service has for your client, right? How valuable your service is for your specific client. So this also means how much transformation your service can bring to your clients, right? And how much this service can have meaning in their lives. You have to think of that. And sometimes we think that that transformation and that meaning and that value is just so wide-ranging. Like, oh, it could be nothing, right? They might not change, perhaps, or they could change their whole life. And there's this whole spectrum of the results that they can get, right? And thus the value that they get out of your service. So we feel like, oh, we don't know. Like, I don't know what the value is for our clients because it depends on the person. However, you have to think, what is the value, the potential highest value that the client can take from your session, right? Because we have to think about, we cannot only just think about, oh, what if they don't get transformation? What if they don't see any meaning in this? What if they don't see any value in this service? That's just very pessimistic outlook, right? You have to, instead of that, think of how potentially valuable your service can be, because that is the worth of your service, right? I mean, that is truth, right? That is the worth of your service, the potential it has. So that is what pricing is about. And also, pricing is something we don't really think about, but this is important. Pricing is about clients' degree of commitment and willingness to invest in themselves. If you think about it, think about a free yoga class in the park, $0, right? And then let's say there is a monthly pass or like a week pass for a lot of different yoga classes for a week, right? That's like a couple hundred dollars, let's say. Probably it's like a training class or something. And we think that if we believe that both are same type of classes, see what the commitment level can be different for a person who attends a free yoga class at the park for a week versus a more high priced program that includes yoga classes. That's several hundred dollars. See the commitment. A lot of people, you probably know and expect that a lot of people who do go to the free park classes drop out. They don't continue. They just do it once and then bye. Or things happen, right? And so they don't do the rest for the week, right? And that's just kind of reflective, right? That level of commitment is reflected in the price as well. However, if you think about a program that's several hundred dollars and it's the same type of class though. The clients or customers who go attend those classes are at a different level. They're serious about it, right? Think about it. They're serious about this stuff. They say, I'm going to give you several hundred dollars here, which means I will show up and I will do the work, right? There is that assumption. There is that natural tendency for those people who do put that money down for that class, right? And so the commitment level can be very different depending on the price level, right? And the willingness to invest in themselves can be naturally also correspondingly different as well. So when you think about pricing, you have to also consider the commitment level you want and also the willingness to invest in themselves. And you can price accordingly. And also pricing is about what you think your service is worth. It's how much you know the exact value of your service and how, and you just deciding what that is. Yeah, that's pricing. It's not what other people are charging. It's not about comparing yourself to similar service providers and kind of guessing if your service is better or less than that. No, it's not about that at all. It's a more inner focused thing, right? It's based on what you think your service is worth. Because if you do not believe in the value of a service, then you will price accordingly, right? You will price it low. However, if you know the value, the tremendous value that you provide within your service, you know that exact value, and you decide that that is the value of my service, then you decide your pricing accordingly, right? In your business, because this is your business. And nobody else's business. You own this business. You are the CEO and you call the shots. And so it's really about what you think the worth of your service is. And so when you say it's worth this, you're letting other people see that it is worth that, right? And nobody can say otherwise, right? Because you decided that. All right. And so, and the other thing about pricing is that it is also about your business and your goals and visions for business, right? You have to think about what do you want for your business, right? Sometimes we have goals. Sometimes we have this vision for our business. Like we want it to be this like big business, or we want it to be this like small scale business. We want to have this offer perhaps, right? And so, and we also have these like values that we have in our business, right? And so we can price according to that business goal, value, and mission you have, right? And I will show you how you can do that in today's episode and video. So those are the things that you have to keep in mind. Pricing is really about how much value it has, your service has for your client, and then what you think your service is worth. It is also about the level of commitment from your clients that you want. And also it is based on your business goals, visions, and values. All right, so with that said, I know pricing can be confusing and hard to decide, even if you do know those things. So I sometimes like to go by this method, the numbers method, I like to call it. Because, you know, when I talk about pricing, it's very conceptual. I know it can be like that because it's like, oh, what's the worth? What's the value? What is my business vision, right? It's very conceptual. However, sometimes we just need to get to the numbers, right? So here's the method that you can use to price your specifically one-to-one services. I'm not going to talk about groups. I'm not going to talk about workshops and all these other offerings because that's just a whole other thing that you have to think about. But I think one-to-one is a very good foundation to talk about pricing. So here's the method that you can use to price your one-to-one services when you are a beginner in this career. So you can have zero experience. You can be like, I haven't gotten my first client yet. I don't know how to price. This is the method that you can use, okay? All right, so the method is this. First, you write down or you think about what is the monthly income that you'd like, right? Okay, so you write down. Without thinking about a lot of things, I think you can just give yourself like 5 seconds for this. do not think too much. Write down what is the monthly income that you would like. Write it down. Be honest. Be true to who you are. Don't think about anybody else. And then number two, the second step, is think about how many clients you would like to see. This is also the same as how many sessions you would like to have per month, okay? Think about it per month, how many clients or slash sessions you want to have. Write this number down. And the third step is to divide number one by number two. So divide your monthly income that you like by how many sessions that you would like per month, okay? And then what you'll get is a per session fee you can use in your business for your service. All right, so that's the equation, that's the method, the numbers method that I like to use. It is based on the idea that pricing is about your business goals, visions, and business goals and visions. And of course, there are other methods to price your services. However, I think that if you're so confused and you're like, I have been thinking about this for 6 months and haven't decided, if that's the case for you, then this is the method that you can use. It's like the simple no-brainer method. And so try this out. And if you are having a little bit of a hard time sticking with this number, so like even if you use this equation and method to get the number that you can use for your service, you feel still uncertain and feel like, that's too high maybe for me as a beginner, or that's too out of my range perhaps, whatever, then you can also do this mini step, additional step that you can incorporate into pricing. And that is to just incorporate a little timeline for yourself, right? So just thinking about it in a way where you give yourself some time to reach that income goal or reach that number, the service fee number, in X amount of period of time, right? So you can say like within X amount of years, I want to get to that point where I charge the number that you got from the method that I shared here. Okay, so let's say you got, I don't know, 150 per session, then for your one-to-one, then you can, if you're a beginner, you can say within, I don't know, 2-3 years, I want to get to that point. You just put a little timeline, right, for those 2-3 years, right? In the beginning, the very beginning to the end where you charge that much, you just divide, right? You just have some, how do I say it? Like steps to go get to that point, right? You can start from, I don't know, sub 100 to 110, 115, 120, whatever, right? So you get my point. It's just you're doing some incremental steps to charge that number that you got, right? So that's just something that you can do. If you just feel like, oh, the number that I got is just kind of like out of my range and I don't feel very comfortable with it, you know, of course, you also have to, you know, keep in mind that if you have a certain strategy for your business, meaning you have a certain strategy for launching your business, the beginning of your business and your launching of your new service, then please use your own strategy. Like, don't blindly follow this method I share just because, you know, right? Because there can be strategy and reason behind low prices and actually even free services. You can actually strategically offer free services. You don't even charge anything and still make profit at the end. You know, so there are strategies like that. So I don't want you to be like ditched all your strategies and go with this. Definitely go with a strategy that makes sense for your own business. Every business is different, right? So I hope you enjoyed this little numbers-based method for pricing. It is really just to help you come up with some kind of number that is not based on what others are charging and how easy the work is for you, or whether it is online or non-clinical, because those things shouldn't make a difference in the value of your services. Rather, your pricing should be reflective of the value your service has for your specific clients, and your business goals and visions, as well as what you think your service is worth, as well as your client's level of commitment and willingness to invest in themselves and do the work. All right, so hope you enjoyed this. If you have any questions, let me know. I have the next video coming up that's going to be about how to price if you have some experience as an art therapist and art facilitator. So how to price your non-clinical services if you already have some experience and you already have your business, perhaps. That's coming up, so stay tuned for that. But thanks for listening. I'm going to catch you in the next video and episode. Until then, have a good one. Bye-bye.